With a vision to rebuild, renew, and restore hearts and homes in the urban community, Urban Life Family Media presents Fruitful Living with Chris and Carol Green. Fruitful Living is the podcast outreach of Urban Life Family Center, an inner healing ministry that has been changing lives in South Central Pennsylvania since September of 2004. For the next few minutes, we're going to bring you into our weekly session from the family prayer room, where you can experience the word that is producing fruitful living.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Green, and I'd like to welcome you to Fruitful Living. Today, I want to just share with you, an email that we sent out to the Urban Life family several years ago, but I believe the things that I want to just share with you guys today are really very important for the season that we're in and perhaps the season that you're in your life. God is doing a very special thing amongst the Urban Life ministry as we are continuing to meet every Sunday for prayer and family time. And then in the middle of the week, we meet in our homes. And throughout the week in our homes, in our home church groups, or some people are more familiar with the term house churches. And so from time to time, Carol and I like to send out this little quick note just to kind of encourage everybody and to remind you of some of the things that God has spoken to us through the years. This particular email was titled, "A New Church Family is Emerging." And it says, this is from me and Carol to our church family. "Have we expressed how much we appreciate each and every one of you? We just cannot say it enough. When you guys walk in the doors of our little meeting space, we are so thankful that you have chosen to assemble with us to worship the Lord together and explore the wonders of His Word. As our journey continues, we are continually amazed at what the Lord is doing in our midst. This past Sunday, after our morning praise and worship, we took a break, allowing time for fellowship and partaking of continental breakfast. In that moment, we simply marveled as we scanned the cafeteria, observing everyone talking in groups or one-on-one. The atmosphere was filled with delightful conversation and laughter. It's awesome to watch God transform strangers into brothers and sisters. After the break, we resumed our teaching about perilous times from 2 Timothy 3rd chapter verse 14, and how the Apostle Paul told Timothy to continue in the things which he had learned and been assured of, knowing from whom he had learned these things. The Holy Spirit just totally took control of the teaching as he placed emphasis on those things that we must become assured of, for instance, the foundational principles of the Word of God. The Holy Spirit showed us the vital connection between what we teach and the lifestyle of the teacher, so that the learner can be assured that they are following the right thing in perilous times. For the past 2 weeks, the teaching segment of our Sunday gathering has really turned into preaching as the Lord continues to do a thorough work in our hearts. He's healing us and delivering us from fears and strongholds that have held us captive for years. We are watching Him answer your prayer requests almost immediately. We sense that we are finally in a consistent flow with Him. We realize this kind of flow happens only when we really get in step with God's strategy for our lives. We recall our desperate search for this kind of breakthrough in our ministry. Some of you may relate to this type of journey. You know, we appreciate we participated in the Rick Warren's Purpose-Driven Life and connected with Tommy Tenney's God Chasers. We prayed the Jabez Prayer and went through Wellington Boone's Eightfold Anointment exercises. We enjoy everyday life with Joyce Myers and explored Joel Osteen's Becoming a Better You. This is the part of the journey for a lot of believers today. We even tried to implement the steps that worked so successfully in our home city of St. Louis, Missouri. We're not saying anything negative about these ministries. It's just that we had to discover God's path for us. We had to go beyond merely imitating what they did and trying to apply their revelation to our situation. We had to go beyond that. Almost daily, we observe people on Facebook who are searching for special words of encouragement and joining pages that provide inspirational quotes. They add special phrases in their status and upload their favorite songs in futile efforts to find success and a fresh start. However, nothing will change until they stop the madness and simply surrender their hearts and their will to the Lord. There is no shortcut. There is no fast track. There is no quick turnaround. Each one must count up the cost and pay the price. Yes, the change will be painful, but the pain of staying the same is only going to get worse. Searching for solutions and trying to live off of the revelations of others won't do it either. You have to go through your season where you are like a seed that goes into the ground and abides alone until new life comes. You have to go into the cocoon and wait until you are changed from a caterpillar into a butterfly. As we were going through our season of change, we took nearly 6 years of transition. The Lord kept taking us back to Acts, the second chapter, verses 40 through 42. He kept presenting the challenge with this simple question: will you dare to be the 21st century expression of the Acts 2 church? Will you dare to be the expression that I need you to be? I was very reluctant to do this because I felt that this kind of expression would be too radical for this community here in South Central Pennsylvania. Lord, I protested, you're talking about establishing a church that is built around relationships. This is a city where relationships are the primary causes of most people's pain. No one would want to come to a church like the true Acts 2 church. It's preached about, but it's another thing to actually do it. But the Lord was so persistent and precise that when he provided a facility for us in which we can consistently gather, the only meeting space was a cafeteria with a setup that was perfect for encouraging fellowship and conversation. So for almost a year and a half, we have met for breakfast, fellowship, prayer, worship, and teaching. And now we're beholding a whole new kind of church family emerging out of the cocoon. A new anointing has been released upon us. It's a breakthrough anointing. More and more we find ourselves moving beyond teaching and shifting to preaching and actually simply declaring the word of God with boldness. When we depart every Sunday, we are excited about what God is doing in your lives and throughout the week. It's marvelous to watch this new life come forth. All we're doing is just going for the ride. And what a wonderful ride it is. God bless you.
At Urban Life Family Center, we minister in an informal family atmosphere that includes worship, prayer, sharing, and healing. But it's all done in a style and format that uniquely ministers to people in a personal way. From our Sunday prayer and healing sessions to our home church gatherings, everything we do is designed to equip and prepare you to do the work of the ministry. Until next time, remember, God wants to use you to rebuild, restore, and renew hearts and homes in this community. He wants to do it through your fruitful living.